This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. NATO declared Russia to be its, quote, most significant and direct threat, with Jens Stoltenberg, the Secretary General of the alliance, promising that Ukraine could continue counting on NATO assistance to face the Russian invasion for, quote, as long as it takes. However, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky lamented that not enough modern artillery systems and other weapons were being provided by NATO or its allies. Ukraine conducted its largest prisoner swap of the war with Russia, as each side traded 144 fighters. Among the released Ukrainians were 95 who fought to defend Mariupol until the city surrendered to Russia in mid-May. Separately, the Ukrainian mayor of Kherson, another occupied city in southern Ukraine, was detained after refusing to cooperate with Russian officials. A French court found 19 men guilty for their role in the terrorist attacks that killed 130 people at the Bataclan Theater, a stadium, and various cafes in Paris in 2015. Islamic State claimed responsibility. The lone survivor of the 10-member team that carried out the massacre was convicted of murder and attempted murder related to terrorism and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The others stand accused of assisting with transport or logistics. Justice Stephen Breyer said he will retire from America's Supreme Court on Thursday after nearly 28 years on the bench. Justice Breyer first announced his retirement in January, after which the Senate confirmed Ketanji Brown Jackson as his replacement. His exit comes at the end of an explosive court term, which included decisions overturning Roe v. Wade, extending the right to bear arms to public places, and eroding the separation of church and state. The heads of the European Central Bank, Federal Reserve, and Bank of England urged rapid action to tackle inflation, lest it become entrenched. Speaking at a conference in Portugal, the central bank bosses argued that delaying interest rate rises could see inflation, quote, become persistent. Jerome Powell has suggested that the Fed, America's central bank, may announce another rate increase of at least 50 basis points in July. The Biden administration backed the sale of American-made F-16 fighter jets to Turkey, a day after the country dropped its opposition to NATO membership for Finland and Sweden. In October, Turkey requested 40 F-16s. Until Wednesday, American officials had not commented on the advisability of any such transaction. The sale will have to be approved by Congress. Naftali Bennett, Israel's prime minister, told members of his party that he would not run again for a seat in parliament. His decision precedes a vote to dissolve the Knesset, which may happen on Thursday. Upon dissolution, Mr. Bennett will be replaced by Yair Lapid, now foreign minister, until an election in the autumn. The poll will be Israel's fifth in less than 4 years. The uncertainty it augurs makes possible a comeback by Benjamin Netanyahu, a former prime minister. And fact of the day, 651, the number of people who died trying to cross America's border with Mexico in 2021.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.